Welcome to Crypto Kid Podcast. And today I have a special guest, John, and he's going to tell us about his business and how he got started in his blockchain ventures and the exciting times that are happening with Bitcoin reaching its new all-time high. So thank you, John, for joining us. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started your company?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. Glad to be here. So listen, I've been in this space for the past 10 years, first of all. I have a background in traditional finance. I worked for banks, hedge funds, brokerage firm in Paris, New York, and London. And, you know, back in 2014, I basically discovered Bitcoin, right? You know, back in the days, not a lot of people were believing in it. And now, you know, with the ETF approval and everything, it's amazing how, you know, 8 or 9 years can change things. Mm-hmm. So that's good. And, you know, for the past 10 years, I've been working full time in the space, building other startups, right? So that's not my first shot. It's my third shot, actually. And that shot is called Promit. And I guess we're going to talk about that. But one thing I want to say before we start is being 10 years in this space is giving you a very unique perspective, which is, you know, I've been attracted by the technology from day one, and nobody really managed to build a product that, you know, go mainstream and that really solve people's problem. And that's what Promit is about at the end of the day. It's not about an additional token. It's not about trading. It's not about speculation. It's about solving a problem for people.
That's pretty cool. And we're using Promit right now to do this podcast episode, and it's pretty neat. And I like the features. It was pretty simple to get it set up. This is my first time ever using it. And yeah, I like it a lot. So you could do cryptos with this also on Promit, or?
So here's the thing. Crypto is a word that most of the people will, I would say, you know, taint in a way. Like when you say crypto, those days it gives kind of a connotation, okay? And because you are crypto kid, I can tell you about blockchain, I can tell you about Polygon, I can tell you about gas fees, I can tell you about all those things, right? But it's not about us, you know, being in that space and really knowing what we're talking about. It's about building a product that anyone can use. So the truth is, yes, everything is crypto-based. Yes, everything is blockchain-based. But for the user, for the end user, it's basically invisible, right? So you can basically start using Promit. You can start monetizing your live meeting, your live streaming, and without having any understanding of what crypto is. You only understand that you're getting paid in dollar, and we are basically using USDC as the underlying asset being transferred between people in a peer-to-peer fashion. So this is crypto, but kind of in the background, okay? We are not selling ourselves as a Web3 company, even though we are, because, you know, we really want to talk to Web2 people. You know what I mean? Right. And nobody really managed to build a product that talked to Web2 people in the Web3 space. So that's the intent.
Yeah, I see some key features. Like you have tipping where you could tip on here. And what was the other one? Streaming. Yeah, I like the streaming part of it. And now that brings me to my next question. Like, will I be able to stream like video games? Because I'm a big like Call of Duty guy or Grand Theft Auto, and I was
definitely,
like...
definitely. So listen, with Promit, you have a myriad of options. But the truth is, we are not targeting gamers. We're not targeting anyone specifically. We are basically giving people a tool. Okay, it's a tool that they can use the way they want in their environment. If it works for you as a gamer, great. If you want to do webinar, good for you. If you want to do coaching session, fitness, yoga, if you want to do concert, live show, whatever, it will work. Why? because we're giving a tool for people to do either video conferencing or live streaming, up to you. And we're giving people the option to do free, basically, session, right? With the option to be able to be tipped, right? So you have a balance at the top, you can see it, right? So you can tip the people that is in the meeting, even though the meeting is free. And separately, what you can do is a paid live room when you you can decide to charge $1 per hour, $10 per hour, $50 per hour, right? And you're going to get paid instantly at the end of the meeting. So we are basically, I'm getting into the weed right now, but we are basically solving a few things. The number one thing that we solve is the monetization issue. When you go through the banking system, credit card, and so on, it's basically a lot of friction, right? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of friction. If you want to do a paid meeting on Zoom, you need to have a subscription with Zoom. You need to pay every month Zoom. Then you have to set up a PayPal account. And then you have to connect your PayPal account to your Stripe. And then you have to send an invite about an event. And people need to pay the event in advance. So it's a lot of frictions for everybody. Promit is about being able to share a paid live room in less than 60 seconds. So we are opening up monetization to anyone in the world as long as they have an audience that are willing to pay for their content. And it's up to them to find a way to sell what they do. That's something we cannot do, obviously. But that's basically what we solve. Instant payment, micro payment, cross-border payment, and everything is powered by blockchain and wallets, even if you don't even realize it, right? You saw the way you logged into the system. Mm-hmm. It's either by Google, email, phone number, you name it, all the web to stuff. But when you connect with this, you get a wallet, a self-custodial wallet that you own, and that's what you're going to use to be able to transact on Promit.
Okay. So if people want to go for more than an hour, are they going to, like, say if they want to go longer than an hour, are you going to have to pay, like, money for a subscription? I know you said that there wasn't no subscriptions, but, like, if they want to have a longer meeting, is there going to be any cost to that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely possible. Right now, when you schedule a room, it's basically up to 2 hours, but really it can be up to 24 hours if you want. The key really is about being able to share your room with your community and basically start monetizing because you're providing good content. And the system we are living in, which is, take Facebook, right? Facebook is a $1,200 billion company. Guess what? Everything is free on Facebook. So what's wrong here? Facebook is actually monetizing your content that you're about to produce and you're not making any money. And Facebook is actually reaping all the rewards, right? So this is Web3. This is about genuine connection. This is about open network. This is about monetizing peer-to-peer. I have something to sell. I have my time to sell you and you're willing to pay for it. And nobody going to prevent us to do that. And it's going to be super easy, right? So that's the entire point of this platform. And it looks so simple and seems so simple, but I dare you to find a platform that have our capabilities. All of them are full of frictions. They take 50% cut. They need to do KYC on you and so on and so forth. This is about freedom. This is about allowing you to start your own business without any friction and start monetizing the audience that you built with your hard work.
Okay. That's very cool. And I'm going to start using this, to be honest, when I start doing more podcasts. And yeah, man, thanks for putting me on. I'm so honored to have the founder and CEO here walking me through this exciting platform and helping me get paid for what I do in producing content. So how does Promit facilitate cross-border payments for content creators, and what are the advantages and challenges associated with this feature?
Well, like I said, we're using USDC in the background, right? And basically with USDC, you have a lot of advantages coming with it. Number one, transaction fees is non-existent, right? We don't have to pay $20 each time we move money like with a bank, mm-hmm. or 5% like with a credit card. We're going to pay basically less than a cent to move money between two people on a peer-to-peer fashion using blockchain technology. So that's huge. And that's why we can do cross-border. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. What really matters is, do you have an internet connection? That's the only thing that matters, right? Mm-hmm. And you can buy USDC, obviously, from 50 currencies on our platforms, right? If you already have USDC, then good for you. You don't even have to buy it. But let's say you come from the Web2 world and you're just going to input your credit card, buy, let's say, you know, $20, $30, $50 of USDC, and then you're going to be able to consume any Promit content with that balance, right? It's not a payment per event. It's you top up your account and you can use that balance for any event. And guess what? The good thing about our product, it's so honest and genuine, it's that you only pay for what you watch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this is about community. This is about being social. So people don't want subscription. People don't want to pay $10, $15, $20, $30 to 10 different content creators to consume maybe 100 of the content the guy produced, right? It doesn't scale, basically. Instead, the approach is pay for what you consume. So it's a win-win at the end of the day, because at the same time, you are incentivized as a content creator to produce good content. That's number one. That's what you need to focus on, right? You're not focused on selling subscription. That's not your job, right? You're focused on selling good content. And if you do good content, people will join. And if they enjoy it, they stay on the live, right? And they pay for the time they are on it. That's as simple as that. So it's the mechanics and the business model is definitely different than one exists. Than what exists out there. It's more genuine. Regarding the disadvantages of USDC, a lot of people don't know what USDC is, right? Obviously, you and me know, but basically those days, there are very good on-ramp and very good off-ramp that can basically offset this learning curve, right? You just put your credit card and you buy USDC. 30 seconds later, it's in your account at Promit. Then you can start using it. So we try to make it very, very kind of simple for someone that never touched crypto to start using our product. And that's something I really often say. You know, 10 years in crypto, and my mother still doesn't understand what I do. And I'm trying to do something that she can understand, because I understand that if I can build something with real advantages that she can understand, like the potential of this market is infinite, right? I'm not cornering myself into the Web3 world, which is still very small. So that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, you're like a giant in a small room. But how does Promit handle scalability, ensuring seamless performance, particularly during like high traffic events and large conferences?
Yeah, there are basically two scalability challenges. Okay. The number one is with the number of rooms live. You know what? This we can manage. Why? Because video these days is a commodity. Okay. You only need to have good DevOps, you know, cloud system, having the ability to have kind of an elastic monitoring of one performances and two power. So you make sure you pay only for the number of room that is always live on the platform. So this is not something that really need problem solving skills, because it has been solved already. The second challenge is really on the scalability of the blockchain itself and the number of payments you can manage at any point in time. Remember that we are doing only micropayment, right? So you can have a bunch of different transactions going through the system like every second, basically. And for that, we are basically using Polygon. And Polygon is able to manage, you know, 65,000 transactions per second. So what I can say about that is what we're doing right now would have not been possible 5, 6, 7 years ago. Okay, we are kind of blockchain, third generation type already. And now it allows you to scale. There are a bunch of blockchain now that allows you to scale. And obviously there are still some challenges associated with that because the technology is still relatively new. Mm-hmm. But we believe that with Polygon, we can actually manage the load.
Excellent. Yeah, I like Polygon a lot, and they're a force to be reckoned with. And that's pretty cool that you're using them. So what feature developments or updates can users accept from Promete regarding features, functionality, or user experience?
Well, I said a little bit about what we have already, right? Mm-hmm. Streaming, meeting, paid, free. There are different ways to think about what Promete might look like in, you know, 5 years from now. One of them is to allow people to, you know, upload their live after it's done to their library, and they can do kind of a pay-per-view system. So people, instead of watching basically your YouTube clip for free, you can ask people, hey, it's 1 cent or 2 cents, you know?
Just to watch it?
So that, yeah. I mean, to unlock it, basically, to unlock it, right?
Okay.
So people, anyway, they have a balance, right? Let's say they have $50. So technically, they can unlock 5,000 different videos, right, with 1 cent. So, and they can unlock your video or the video of someone else because the balance is interchangeable between the content creator and can be used with any type of content. So it's just moving from the live environment to the asynchronous environment. That might be interesting because obviously the asynchronous market is way, way, way bigger than the live itself for obvious reasons. And beyond that, I don't want to go, you know, too far in all the ideas that we have. Obviously, as an entrepreneur, you know, we think big. But, you know, one other thing that we are thinking about, but you're not going to see it for a while, is basically how we can build the next generation of television, basically. Because at the end of the day, people can decide to publish their live on a wall. And instead of going on Netflix and watching a TV show, you might just go, you know, you're in your bed and you're going Promete and you see what's live right now, right? And you might find a really good content that you're ready to pay for. Instead of watching one TV show for, you know, Netflix, you're going to pay $10, $15 and consume ads, by the way. Mm-hmm. On Promete, you're just going to reward the guy that does the content. And you might find some really good stuff. And if you like it, you stay. If you don't like, you switch, right? And you only pay for what you consume. So this is kind of the next gen television, in my opinion. But that's far down the road.
I believe it can happen. Can you guys also upload like videos like on the platform, like for YouTube, for example? Can you do what YouTube does? No, okay.
No, not at this time. You cannot upload anything. You know, obviously there is a lot of questions around moderation and you need a big team to handle that. So right now we're starting with the live. We want to, you know, show the world that it makes a lot of sense, first of all, with lives, because with live, I'm actually selling my time, right? Mm-hmm. I'm selling you my time right now in a way, and you're selling me your time because we're spending time with each other, right? And it makes sense for people to pay for that because time is the only thing that we have that is super scarce because nobody, you cannot buy it, you know?
That is true. That is very true. Yeah. If you're not using Promete, I highly recommend you checking them out and just messing around with the features because it's honestly, it's just so easy. I mean, I literally feel like a little kid could navigate through this. So,
And it's a Web3 product.
No, right? It's supposed to be like the highest technology ever. But how does ProMeet address accessibility and excessive concerns to ensure that its tools is usable and beneficial for the diverse range of content creators and users?
Yeah, I think I touched on that. Basically, our tool is for anyone and everyone. Anyone can log in and start a paid room. If you want to do a math course, if you want to do a dance, I don't know what people can do with this, right? There are 500 million content creators in the world. 500 million. 200 million are professional. 300 million are part of the passion economy, which means that they have a work, but they have a hobby on the side that we are willing to produce content for, right? And those 500 million people can use ProMeet. I cannot be clearer than that. We don't have a pro plan. We don't have anything to sell. There is no subscription to start using ProMeet. Just jump on the platform, try it, mess with it, see if it works for you. And you can start using it right now and start making money right now. That's what we're looking, right? And I'm not going to do like, hey, if you pay me 10 euro per month, then I'm going to unlock some features for you. We are not in this business. This is the Web2 business. So we are a Web3 product talking to Web2 people, right? And so you might ask me, so what is your business model, right? So if you take, you know, big platforms like Twitch, OnlyFans, or others, they basically take between, you know, 10 to 50% of what the content creator makes. With ProMeet, you win, we win. We only take 5% of every transaction going through the network. That's it. Okay, so you start making money, we start making money. I'm not going to ask you for a subscription, you know? So that's kind of the Web3 world, very open, very transparent, very clear. No, you know, mishmash of starter plan, pro, premium, blah, blah, blah. Like only one plan for everybody and everybody can use it. And it's free and always free until you start making money. This is when we take a cut of 5%, like Airbnb in a way.
That's fair. That's fair. Now, how many people are using your platforms on this large scale?
Well, we are relatively new, as you understand. Mm-hmm. So we basically started doing podcasts like we do now. Last week, we started some campaign 2 weeks ago. Obviously, we feel that we built a great product, and now it's about making sure people are aware that this product exists, right? So we are starting this job right now, and we hope that this thing gonna go viral, because like you said, it's like super easy to use, and you know, you can just try it right away.
So is there any like promotion features that you guys have, like affiliate links that I could put down below? Okay.
Definitely. And we don't call it affiliate, because this is a word that is very marketing oriented, right? Mm-hmm. We call it Prometeur. What it means, because we're Web3, listen to this, I think you're going to like it. So you can basically go in your Prometeur account, right? You can copy your Prometeur link, right? And then this link, you can basically share it with your community, and people that gonna log in or sign in or sign up with your link, basically we take 5%. 20% of what we make are going to be paid to you in real time at the end of each paid room that the people you bring do. Is it clear? Like, yeah. For life, you bring 10 content creators. They make money, you make money on the spot. So we are basically creating a new economy, an economy that rewards people and not all the intermediaries and not all the big social media platform. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, I would highly recommend getting involved with Government Blockchain Association. These guys are like all in the blockchain world, and they want to, like, they're worried about money, governance, and law in the Web3. And I think like if you team up with some of those guys, they would start using your products too. And it would really help it grow on a larger scale. And these are like government officials. Like I got the opportunity to sit down and talk with the ambassador of the UN. And yeah, man, they have like a lot of exciting things going on. Is there anything you felt like we didn't cover that you want to go before we go to an end?
No, I mean, I think we went over a bunch of stuff. Again, this is something that I think is highly useful to people. You know, it's not a speculation play. It's something like that empower people. And it's something that free people. And it's something that if you have a knowledge, specific knowledge, there is someone on this planet that is willing to pay for it. That's basically the message, right? Either if it's $1, $2, $10, you have to find the sweet spot of how much is your worth, right? That's on you to find it. But you can basically start monetizing from anyone in the world in 2 seconds. And I think this is a great thing to build a product that helps people like that. And I hope it's gonna do great things.
Is there going to be any events that you're going to be at?
We should be at Token 2049 in Dubai in next month.
Dubai, nice. So if you're in Dubai, make sure you check out John and start using his products. Thank you, John, for your time. And I know you're a busy guy. And yeah, bro, good luck with your endeavors.
Thanks, Annie.